Imagine a world where half of all jobs vanish within 15 years. This isn't science fiction, it's our imminent reality. As AI and automation advance at breakneck speed, we face an existential question. How do we remain relevant when machines can perform most of what we currently do? Edward Hess's groundbreaking work introduces the concept of hyperlearning, the continuous ability to learn, unlearn, and relearn at unprecedented speeds. Just as our ancestors evolved when forced from rainforests to savannas, we must evolve into digital age hunter-gatherers, capable of performing uniquely human tasks, creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, and meaningful connection. This isn't just another business trend, it's a survival imperative that's already transforming organizations from Silicon Valley startups to Fortune 500 companies. Your brain isn't what you think it is. Though only 2% of your body mass, it consumes 20 to 25% of your energy, constantly predicting what you'll experience before you're conscious of it. This prediction machine creates a simulated model of reality based on sensory information, making meaning through active inference. When predictions conflict with actual stimuli, your brain can either update its models or ignore contradictions, and it chooses the latter far more often than you realize. This explains why we see what we believe rather than the reverse. Inner peace forms the bedrock of hyperlearning, a state of internal quietness that allows you to be fully present with an open, non-judgmental mind. It comprises four elements: quiet ego, quiet mind, quiet body, and positive emotional state. A quiet ego means redefining yourself beyond credentials, titles, or possessions. Instead, define yourself by the quality of your thinking, listening, relating, and collaborating. Consider a senior executive who previously dismissed team suggestions. After quieting her ego, she began saying, "Help me make this better. I'm not attached to this idea," creating space for genuine collaboration. A quiet mind develops through brief daily mindfulness meditation, while a quiet body comes through practices like coherent breathing and physical self-care. A positive emotional state is crucial because science shows we learn better, think more creatively, and interact more positively when emotionally positive. Mindset transformation must precede behavior change. The hyperlearning mindset draws from diverse thinkers. Carol Dweck's growth mindset theory confirms that intelligence isn't fixed. We can improve regardless of IQ. New Smart reframes intelligence from knowing more than others toward quality thinking, listening, relating, and collaborating. Einstein valued imagination above knowledge. Carl Rogers taught that change begins with self-acceptance. Charlie Munger advocates constant reading. "In my whole life, I have known no wise people who didn't read all the time. None. Zero." Buddhist teachings emphasize that inner peace comes through meditation. These traditions converge on one truth. The quality of our thinking depends on our ability to quiet our ego and observe our thoughts without being controlled by them. Hyperlearning requires translating intentions into specific behaviors in how we talk, listen, think, manage emotions, and interact with others. We Are Berkeley Corporation exemplifies these principles through 7 key behaviors. Managing self means being present, separating ego from ideas, and regulating emotions, noticing defensiveness, pausing, and choosing constructive responses. Reflective listening involves making eye contact, maintaining positive body language, and understanding before advocating. One executive transformed from immediately solving problems to truly listening and helping others develop their own solutions. Courage involves taking risks, admitting mistakes, seeking disconfirming views, and having difficult conversations. A manufacturing leader evolved from avoiding conflict to regularly asking, "What am I missing?" and "Where might I be wrong?" Other essential behaviors include evidence-based decision-making, stress-testing beliefs with a quiet ego, effective collaboration, creating psychological safety where everyone speaks, challenging the status quo, asking why and what if, and resilience, treating mistakes as learning opportunities. Implementation requires selecting behaviors to improve, finding accountability partners, measuring progress, using pre-meeting checklists, and reviewing performance. An ongoing journey toward becoming your best self. Traditional hierarchical management creates defensive behaviors and reduces psychological safety. Today's digital work demands peak cognitive and emotional performance, requiring environments that address our limitations and minimize the two major learning inhibitors, ego and fear. Humanizing workplaces requires four concepts: idea meritocracy, best data-driven ideas win regardless of rank; positivity, increasing productivity by 31% and creativity threefold; self-determination, meeting needs for autonomy, relatedness, and competence; and psychological safety, feeling secure when speaking up and taking risks. Command and control leadership is becoming obsolete, as you cannot command critical thinking or innovation. Leaders must become enablers by modeling the four E's: engage, approach life as a learner; embrace, accept uncertainty; excel, manage yourself and connect emotionally; and enable, foster human development. Humanized workplaces transform meetings with personal check-ins, welcoming all perspectives, using structured processes, ensuring everyone speaks, and ending with reflections on learning rather than just decisions. These seemingly small changes produce dramatically different outcomes. The highest levels of hyperlearning occur through transformative interactions that create genuine mutual understanding. These special conversations foster spaces where innovation naturally emerges. They require participants to transcend behavioral barriers, leaving egos behind, embracing uncertainty, and developing trust. Questions form the foundation of meaningful conversations. The simple query, "What do you mean?" becomes a powerful exploration tool. Other valuable questions include, "What assumptions are we making? What if we looked at this differently?" And "What would success look like?" Reflective listening requires developing inner silence, being fully present without formulating responses while others speak. The pinnacle is achieving collective flow when team members jointly experience being in the zone, performing at peak levels. During this state, emergent thinking produces ideas no individual would have conceived alone. In a world increasingly dominated by AI, these uniquely human conversations, where empathy, creativity, and emotional connection flourish, may become our most valuable contribution. Creating meaning together and building on ideas with curiosity rather than judgment represents the highest expression of human collaboration. The digital age has transformed our lives and work, making the past unreliable for predicting the future. We must adopt a new way of being to become hyperlearners, facing two main obstacles: insufficient self-discipline and attempting too much too quickly. Start small. Dedicate 10 to 15 minutes to daily intentions. Gradually build meditation practice, focus on changing one behavior, and assess yourself daily. To embrace uncertainty and experimentation, cultivate childlike qualities. Seek novelty and disconfirming information. Change your brain through mental simulation by visualizing desired behaviors. Stay curious by questioning what you're missing or what's different. Apply the scientific method. Form hypotheses, design experiments, gather data, and reflect on learnings. This process brings joy to all aspects of life. Hyperlearners thrive on meaningful conversations, creative endeavors, and authentic connections. As we navigate the digital age, becoming hyperlearners isn't merely about professional survival. It's about discovering a more fulfilling way of being human. By embracing this journey, we transform into the best versions of ourselves, offering what machines cannot: creativity, compassion, and continuous evolution.